Madam Speaker, I have a few questions for my colleagues. What if our foreign policy of the past century is deeply flawed and has not served our national security interests?
Welcome back, folks.
What if we wake up one day and realize that the terrorists...
Resurrect Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. I never get tired of hearing that speech. Really don't. God, I love that speech. Dr. Paul hit it out of the park with that one. Anyway, so, you know, as I was on this site, checking this out, dark sky, I saw Wisconsin Task Force 1 deploys to Florida, right? So I clicked on that, and it shows how they, you know, the relief efforts to Hurricane Irma. And, you know, here's the question I have about this. You know, not that in a bad disaster, it wouldn't be good to have a neighboring state come in and help you.
Right.
But, and I know all of the good intentions, there's so many good people involved that just want to help people involved in these different programs. So I don't want to sit here and just say, oh, this is just all evil. I know that there are so many people, you know, I'm a former firefighter. I get it. Being prepared is important.
It's imperative. What
I have a problem is, why aren't they teaching people, A, how to be self-reliant, okay, and to be prepared in their self-reliance, okay, and to provide them training for that self-reliance instead of preventing them from being able to grow what used to be known as victory gardens and doing their own solar and their own water collection. I mean, this is something that has been an assault on people, especially in California. California, we really got to see people that wanted to live self-sufficient. They had these bureaucratic boards come in and just all but completely stop that from happening. You know, and it's the same crowd that's pushing environmentalism. Now, wait a minute. These people are getting off the grid. They're using the sun for power. They're growing gardens in their yard locally. And it's still a problem. See, this is the problem.
It's a problem because they can't control them.
Right. And that leads me to where I was going with this, is central planning. And it goes back to the Promise Grant program and all of the flowery speech. They were going to eliminate the school-to-prison pipeline. For 100 million reasons the government can give you that they're planning something that's good, right? But when it turns bad, it turns really bad.
Yes, it does.
And it has a force behind it that cannot be stopped. And we saw this in Katrina. I know I keep going back to Katrina, but this was all of this, we're going to disarm the people. Nobody will have arms. And little old ladies getting beaten to the ground, typical normal law-abiding citizens, they're passing by in their boat, moving their firearms instead of leaving their gun smart, instead of leaving them at the house that they just vacated. They pack them up and bring them with them. They have them seized, confiscated, don't even have a property slip given to them. That's the deprivation of property without due process. So only showing, again, this martial law attitude, this totalitarian attitude that's been developed. You know, you have a bunch of guys going down the river in a boat that aren't bothering anybody, harming anybody, or hurting anybody. Go find somebody that needs help.
Right.
And this is the problem that we have when we place military who have been trained in a completely different manner. And this is why we had the Posse Comitatus Act. This is, you know, we're not supposed to have standing armies. And if a state needs to build up a National Guard, I don't really agree with National Guard, but local militias, the local militias should have detachments in every county, and they should be sufficient enough and supplied enough to be able to respond to their local county for any instance of needed help. And that is when you have a hurricane or something, say, hits Florida, you can lean on Georgia or Louisiana or another a neighboring state, if another neighboring state so chooses to give assistance and they're not going through a crisis or emergency. But when you have, this is the problem I have with Wisconsin. Wisconsin goes all the way to Florida to help them with a hurricane. Well, What's to say this doesn't go on when they start confiscating firearms? You know,
right.
Now that they have the infrastructure built up, the command and control infrastructure is really all I'm focusing on. I could really care less whether it was the power grid or if it was alien invasion from space or whatever justification they wanted to give it. I'm concerned when they built this infrastructure and this network, what they're going to do with it. Now, when they say that they're going to be doing things, but then you hear people like Dianne Feinstein saying, you know, Mr. and Mrs. America, give them all in, and you see places in Illinois and other places out in the heartland banning AR-15s in complete violation of the Constitution. Those people should be jailed for treason.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about local government. It's gotten down to the point where everything must – it's almost everything has to be dismantled and rebuilt from the ground up. But, I mean, my answer to all of this is just no. Just this is, should be – I mean – this should be held, taken care of county to county, state to state, and there is no reason for federal oversight. All that does is take money from people's pockets in the states to hand it to the federal government to perform a proposed service that they could have saved a whole lot of money, a less bureaucrats and middlemen, by just using that money in their own states.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's that simple. Mm-hmm. Isn't that, am I crazy?
No, you're not. I've got some other information for you, Tom.
Go ahead.
Guess who's back in the news?
Oh, boy.
Who? Broward County Sheriffs.
Again? I missed that.
Again. Oh, yeah. April 24th, this was reported just 2 days ago. There was a new report issued Tuesday that said the first deputies to arrive at the scene of February 14th massacre inside the Florida high school hid behind their patrol cars and a nearby tree. They did not enter the school until after the gunman had left the building.
What are you telling us that we don't know already?
Oh, just wait, because it's going to get better. The report from Coral Springs Officer Brian Wilkins details how he arrived at the Marjorie Douglas High School within minutes of the active shooter alert, only to find the Broward County Sheriff's officers had not entered the school but were instead taking cover. Quote, I saw approximately four Broward County Sheriff's Office vehicles parked in the westbound lane with their personnel taking up exterior positions behind their vehicles, Wilkins wrote. Quote, I drove up just west of the campus building, 1200, exited my vehicle, grabbed my AR-15 rifle, and donned on my tactical/medical gear, unquote.
Donned, yeah.
So here's two things, because I'm going to go further, because there's other news, too. However, notice that Wilkins grabbed his AR-15. Well, I thought it was a military weapon. I thought that AR-15 had no place on our streets in America. Now, if it's good enough for self-defense for the police, do you think it's good enough for us? Well,
they don't have any more. See, this is the problem that I have with the modern concept of American policing. Mm-hmm. We have, and I have this whole issue with municipal law enforcement as opposed to county sheriffs who are underneath the
right.
elected official rather than a political appointee. But I have a real problem with municipal structures because as we've seen with the gentleman that went across the nation going into police department after police department trying to file a complaint against an officer and finding the official process. And many states like my state of New Jersey have an official process, and that process they have to take the complaint. You know, there's paperwork to be filled out. There's no pressure there. It's supposed to be involved. It's supposed to be reported quarterly to the Attorney General's office. It's not. And what we saw with this kid going across the country is that he was threatened. He was ticketed. He was. They threatened to arrest him. They threw him out of the police department. So this is the problem, that if you have an elected official and that kind of exposure hits an elected official, they have they got some danger. They got something to lose. Right? But with these political appointees, police chiefs, and you know, I've known a lot of really good guys that were police chiefs, you know, when I was a kid.
Right.
This is, you know, progressed to a point now. But you know, there's very rarely accountability when it comes from the citizenry. I do have to give a shout out to the Delaware River Port Authority Police Department. They made an illegal stop against me and my passenger a couple years back, and I reported it immediately. They acted upon it immediately. They reviewed the information, and they fired the officer immediately. Mm-hmm. And I have to give it, you know, this is, it really does depend on who is wielding this power, this governmental power. And it's mm-hmm. a really nice thought to think that we're going to have honorable people in all of these positions.
Oh, just wait, it gets deeper.
Right, well, yeah. And
much
so go ahead.
So that was the 24th that was reported. The 25th, we find out that once again, Broward County cannot keep themselves out of the news. Apparently, an incident, Freedom Outpost reported on this, and prosecutors have just ruled that an officer slugged a skinny 14-year-old child in the face so hard it broke his nose in two places, quote, was justified.
Oh, I did see that.
Instead of being held accountable for quite literally smashing in the face of a 14-year-old, Andrew Ostrowski, former lockup officer Daryl Bryant, was allowed to quietly resign and keep his pension. So we're going to have links for that, but I wanted to get to this point. Broward County cannot stay out of the news, whether it be for their sheriffs falling to sleep, whether it be for their sheriffs hiding behind their cars while children are getting massacred in a gun-free zone, whether it be for them fighting with children and things like that. Guess how much the Department of Justice just awarded Florida law enforcement following the failure in Parkland?
Oh, I'm all ears.
$1 million. How about you do your job and then you get paid?
Oh, God.
I'm just saying, right. Because we know that all that money that they had before did so well. That grant money that they had before did so well. 17 children were massacred. So this is what it says about that. It says, ever wonder why it takes multiple trillions of dollars to run the federal government and why no matter how large the federal budget gets, we never have enough? We all think of waste, fraud, and abuse, but there is another contributing factor. It's death by a thousand cuts. Feds give money away like it is theirs to give. It is not. It's either ours or it's borrowed. Either way, we will be the ones to have to pay it back and pay interest on the massive and ever-growing debt. $1 million is a lot of money to you and me, but to the feds, it's almost incalculable. It's like you or me dropping a penny on the street. As it rolls away, would we chase the coin in or want to retrieve it? No, we wouldn't. Very few would do such a thing. And it's only a penny, you know. Quote, the U.S. Department of Justice announced on Monday that it would be awarding $1 million to state and local law enforcement in Florida to help with added costs incurred from salary and overtime expenses while responding to February 14th massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. How nice. Once again, you get paid for your incompetence. So they're getting a bonus for standing outside and allowing children to be murdered.
This again is my, you know, the biggest problem I have. You know, they get across to the public, oh, we're here to do this or we're here to do that, and it sounds good, touchy-feely, you know, they get public support, and then this happens. Mm-hmm. And then instead of defunding them, or better yet, cleaning house and starting over again, $1 million, that's just great.
Yeah.
Way to go, Sheriff Bankster.
You know?
Wow.
I know. There is so much going on that it is absolutely insane. Why are these people not being charged? They violated their oath.
Well, here again, you know, they are sheriffs, and they're working under the sheriff, so I would agree with you. You know, however, you know, remember the case in D.C. where law enforcement has no duty nor obligation to protect you. Well, I urge, if that argument, yeah, but you know, I happen to agree with it to a point. But again, it makes a further point that if law enforcement has no duty or no obligation to protect you, and many of them do, don't get me wrong. My dear friend from New Jersey, he crawled underneath a burning car to get a lady out, and he would, and many people do.
Put
their lives on the line. So I don't want to discount that.
Just saying
that if they have no duty nor obligation to protect you, then if they don't, then that same determination should fall upon the government. In fact, it did in the beginning. Remember, I keep going back to this story about the Revolutionary War widow who approached Congress back in the early days of our republic and said, you know, I'm destitute, and they were going to put a vote to the floor, and I think it was Senator Davy Crockett that said, I can't vote on this because nowhere in the Constitution does it give us the authority to take the people's money and redistribute. Mm-hmm. He said it in other words, but that's the effect.
Right.
We have no right to redistribute the wealth. So when did all this happen? Oh, well, 1868 to 1925, 1933. And you see certain patterns that go on here. Very interesting. You know, the history really speaks volumes, but the people are deaf. It's like that song that my wife loves so much, The Sound of Silence. You know, it's just you try and get through to people and you try and show them where the problem is. You wonder why they can hide behind a car and not get fired or get in any trouble. And really, anybody who gets fired, any cop that has, and I don't agree with this, keep in mind, but I'm about to say it. Any cop that hid behind a car, justifiably, according to the Supreme Court of the United States, if they are fired or reprimanded or in any way attacked, they have a Supreme Court precedence that says they have no duty nor obligation to protect.
Yeah.
So why do we pay them? Because they had recourse.
Right, but why do we pay them? That's what I'm telling you.
Because they had recourse. They are defended cowards by the Supreme Court law. You know,
this is the way
our military.
There are a lot of great people in the force, like you were talking about.
Yes.
Here's my thing. You know what you're signing on for? When you go through the police academy, a lot of people want us to feel sorry for police officers because they're targeted, but I'm going to tell you something. You already know what kind of a dangerous job that is and what you are looking to go into. You made that choice. No one made you make that choice. If you are too afraid to engage in those horrible threats that sometimes are out there, take a different career.
Or at very least, don't stop with this whole business where it's the police's job to protect us. That's not their job.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's the job. It's supposed to be the job of a constitutional sheriff and his deputies to act as interposer between other agencies and the people. And that doesn't mean. And people have often criticized this. They call it the county sheriff's movement. It's not a movement. This is as age old as the Republic.
It is.
And it doesn't mean that it's an evil thing. What it means is our founders knew that the centralized federal government could grow in power and it needed checks and balances. The job of a sheriff is to be a check upon that power. It doesn't mean that he's the supreme allied commander. He's the supreme being. But he is the most... He is the most powerful law enforcement official representative in that county, and he exists to be an interposer. If they don't understand that, I mean, these are the tenets of the Constitutional Republic. This is what our founders warned us in quote after quote after quote after quote. I mean, I could post them all day about how overreaching and tyrannical a government could become without the proper checks and balances.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have these sheriffs that are working with the federal government, getting paid by the federal government. Therefore, all objectivity is gone and lost. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Mother of the moon, which fills my sails, close the sea of tears. With no provisions, but in no faces, love is straight to fear.
Welcome back, Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Boy, brother. Oh, okay, so where were we, Lori?
Oh, well, Tom, I believe we have a caller.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we do. Hi, Dr. Kelly, how are you doing?
Good. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a new listener to RBN, and I really appreciate the wide variety of topics and subjects.
And oh, more than welcome. Welcome to RBN.
Yay! And I'd like you to rein me in because I really want to cover the waterfront, and you cover so many great topics just on this evening's show. I'd like to start with the gentleman, Tyler, and I served on my county grand jury over here in California, and I'll get back to that in a minute.
California.
Yeah, and so there's a really cool position in each state, and it's called the state auditor.
Okay.
And that's where you blow the whistle on fraud, waste, abuse and mismanagement of any public or state facility, like a state hospital, And if you've suffered retaliation or discrimination in the court system, you want to go to what's called the State Personnel Board and get a hold of their fax number so that you can confidentially send them documentation and information, and you can go to bat for someone that might be unlawfully incarcerated. And there was a gal in Wisconsin a couple of years ago that we were able to kind of rally around and have her get, a little bit of justice and a little bit of victory. And it's very curious that it was the Winnebago State Hospital where they were, holding people, drugging them, yada, yada. And I just need people to wake up, get a hold of the state auditor, get their fax number, start a dialogue, and put your complaint in and get your friends their freedom.
Wonderful. And if you'll hold on just a minute, Dr. Kelly, we do have Eric Hughes Jones. He's of courtroomwatch.org, everyone, and also known as the Freedom Screamer. And he is going to be updating us on the Tyler Whitman case. So that's why I ask, hopefully, that you'll hold on, Dr. Kelly, because Eric has really been phenomenal at getting the message out about Tyler Whitman case. How are you doing tonight, Eric?
Pretty good. Thanks, guys, for having me on. I appreciate it. There's no immediate change in his status. He's still being held with a release date pending in the very near future. That means in the next couple of weeks. So I was not necessarily expecting that they would just let him out 2 weeks before his release date. If they stick to the release date, that's our big objective right now, is to make sure they don't hold him for another 6 months for refusing to take the poison Seroquel. What we also would like to make sure stops immediately is his forced medication. He is being forced to take the Seroquel still, and they don't seem to understand. I mean, I would like to think they don't understand that they're poisoning him, and give them the benefit of the doubt, but they have to know. And the more people that call and bring it to the attention of anybody and everybody they can in the South Carolina government, the better chance there is that they'll cease and desist the forced medication of Tyler. And we discussed on the previous broadcast, the Seroquel that he's being forced to take has already been proven in court to be fatal, deadly, lethal, causes infectious pneumonia, cardiac failure, and sudden death. And that's from the court documents in the lawsuit, where the manufacturer of Seroquel lost in court, lost to the state of South Carolina Attorney General. So it's absolutely mind-boggling how corrupt this country and each state in it has become, South Carolina at the top of the list, that they would be forcing a veteran of all people to take a poisonous medication when they have to know that their own state sued against the manufacturer and $25 or $26 million, I believe, was the figure. So once you've planted the seed in people's minds, I don't care whether it's a state senator, a U.S. senator, a congressman in South Carolina, we can't take care of everything. Lori and I try to do our best, but she's got a life to lead, and we all have bills to pay and other things to do, as well as these activist cases that we do for no money. So people, anybody can do to chip in and share in the load, many hands make light work. I encourage people to continue calling, think outside the box, call the local media. I don't think they're going to pick up on his case because we know they're in the pocket of the big pharmaceutical manufacturers because of all the advertising that they do in the corporate media. So I don't put much faith in the media, but at least plant the seed in the minds of everybody in the South Carolina state government. We're doing, especially the governor, because apparently the governor is up for re-election this year. And
absolutely, the attorney general too, because the attorney general was part of that lawsuit, if I'm not mistaken. If you'll hold on, Dr. Kelly, and hold on, Eric, we'll be right back after a couple of words from our sponsors. We want to continue hearing from you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back, Republic Radio Broadcast, the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lackabarrett Stewart, joined by Lori Anderson and Eric the Freedom Screamer. Good to have you guys all together on one show here. And I do believe we still have our guest on the line, if I'm not mistaken.
I hope so. Yep. Are you still there, Dr. Kelly?
There.
Yes, I am.
There she is.
Wonderful. Do you have any suggestions to Eric that would help with Tyler Whitman's case, other than what you just stated a minute ago?
Oh, absolutely. I've got a long list, and before my fax machine self-destructed, I sent nearly 7,000 multiple page facsimiles to city council, the health department, the physician, the medical board in the particular state. There were some really interesting findings that you were discussing, looking mm-hmm. into their oath of office, into mm-hmm. their bonding information. And I'll be happy to give my voicemail number and go over this off the air as well. There are, there's the state medical board. There's that have anybody. You don't even have to be in the state. Just get the phone number of the state auditor with respect to state employees and institutions and fraud, waste, mm-hmm. abuse or mismanagement They are the agency that investigates that. In California, they have what's called Assembly Bill 1234, that is ethics training for public officials, and there's a supplement for attorneys. There's a financial interest form in California called the California Form 700, and that is for elected officials, appointed officials. As a grand juror, we fill that out. It's a public document. Jerry Brown has one. Javier Becerra has one. You know, they have their oath of office. There are certificates of election. There are candidate statements that you can get from your registrar of voters and the clerk recorder. And there are just various documents, you know, government codes that allow you to freedom of information. California's got a Public Records Act, and there's just a great list of things that can help you, you know, pull together the true, full, correct name, what licenses they hold, what permits, you know, what types of insurance. And if you are hindered in any state court, you can go to the state personnel board in your area, and your toll-free Capitol switchboard for your congressional and your senatorial representatives is 877-762-8762. I'll say it again. 877-762-8762, and that is your national toll-free Capitol switchboard. And I would suggest faxing the governor's office in the state and to their Washington, D.C. address. You can get a list of the Department of Justice. You can find the investigative subcommittees. I feel like that gentleman Jeff in Idaho. I'd love to be like him when I grow up. And there are just...
Well, this is exactly what we need. This is what we exist to do. And I mean, we're a group effort here, and you're part of us now. So we appreciate you.
Yeah, and make sure
I'm off the air. I want to get people exactly where they need to go and what they need to do. And, I mean, I love it when Chris from Las Vegas calls in. You know, I want
to... Yeah, I'm chatting with him now.
Oh, nice. Yay.
He's in the chat room. He's in our chat room, by the way, at resurrecttherepublic.chattango.com. We operate a...
Yeah. I quit. I don't do internet anymore. I quit the smartphones.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm kind of like a New Order Amish, where I have the phone and the fax.
I don't
blame you. And so, yeah, I wanted to talk, too. I mean, I'd love to meet anybody else in the Northern California and Northern Nevada area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I really want to get together and pull all the people together, because it's time. You know, it's time to stand up for and exercise your rights and to support others that are doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, if
your God-given rights,
Kelly,
your God-given rights that aren't given to you by government.
That's right.
Absolutely. And if you would, Dr. Kelly, once, not right this second, but once you are not live on air, if you would just leave your number with the producer, we will get that number and we will definitely be in contact with you.
Yep.
Cool. And I think it's on a sticky note, at least my mailing address up on the glass there. At the station. And thank you so much again for everything that you're doing. And once you start to shine the light on these abuses of process, abuses of power, breach of oath, abrogations, deprivations under color of law, violations, and so forth, it's just going to be a grand, like a grand jury reawakening, and there's so much power in Texas with your grand juries. And
God bless
so much,
Texas.
You know, yeah. God bless the Republic and Texas for sure. And it's really time for these six, you know, at least the six Western states to pull together and to, you know, utilize each other's victories for their own. Like Senate Bill 649 was vetoed by Jerry Brown. It's a miracle that vetoed the 5G. There would have been mass carnage.
Oh, thank God.
And so I want everybody to know that. SB 649, my legislator, was wonderful enough to send me a copy of that bill when my fax was still working just before it self-destructed.
So you're telling me, I want to make this sure and clear, you're telling me that Governor Jerry Brown actually squashed the 5G that was going to be allowed to microwave people?
Dude, I fasted, I prayed, I just begged God for mercy on these people, and, you know, no more zombies. Yes, that is absolutely correct, and my legislator, I think it's Brian Dahle, D-A-H-L-E, faxed me a copy of his autographing that thing to veto it. That is the greatest in his whole political career, and I believe that God's hand moved his to do that, and I'm grateful. You know, I want all of the other states to be able to utilize that as a precedent to get that crap out of their town. You know, I went to the Board of Supervisors meeting the other day. People need to go there and speak up. The water utility removed three smart meters off of the water utility just earlier today, and the gas smart meter last May. And so, you know, I just thank you for helping people and sticking up for them and shining the light where it needs to be. And God bless the Republic and the Resurrect the Republic Radio. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling in. And you know what, Tom? This is great. You and Eric as well now. You know, this is why we do what we do. This is exactly why we do what we do. And we meet some of the most amazing people.
I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it for people like that.
Yeah, and I want everybody to come forward and get off your butt. There are 57 other counties in this California Republic, and there are umpteen counties over there in Nevada, and they also have the grand juries in their state constitution somewhere. It's in Article 1, Section 23, 24, and the funnest part is, you know, the sheriff's duty is to prevent a breach of the peace, and the California Penal Code 911 is the oath of the grand juror. I can't make this up.
Yeah.
that is poetic justice.
Oh, it is. It's just, it's the perfect icing on the cake. And, you know, I want the people to come together. The poor place is being torn in two with all the crap that goes on in Sacramento and, you know, just ridiculousness. I wish that they would just turn themselves in and call it a day and save us all the, you know, all the heartache.
Absolutely. I agree with that. But,
yeah,
you know.
I agree with that, too. Absolutely.
I got a couple of comments to make. I wanted a quick comment on the water, smart water meters. A friend of mine owns a couple of rental properties, and he had, they came in and put, you know, he didn't think anything of it to resist, but he let them put the smart meter, water meter, in the property, in the rental property. He was out on the other side of town doing a job. He got a call from the water authority saying, "We're showing that you have a leak at one of your properties." He goes racing over to the property thinking there's going to be some kind of flood. It's dripping one drip every 3 seconds, and that registered Think about how scary that is, that register from his rental property to the water authority, who called him off a job to run across town and take 2 hours for a trip every 3 seconds. How's that? Back to Tyler real quick. I want to encourage people. I like the fact that our caller is using the fax machine. That's good that we have different people doing different things. A variety of approaches is great. The people who do not have a fax machine and who are doing the email, continue to send emails in particular and handwritten letters if you can have it notarized and make a copy to keep for yourself. But emails are good because it will lay a trail of evidence that, you know, if the judge gets 1,000 emails on this case for Tyler, there's going to be no way she can deny that she didn't read some of those emails. It'll be impossible to say that she, the 1,000 emails, she failed to read them. It won't be credible in front of a jury or any court. I mean, they won't be able to get, that'll be stretching it so far they won't be able to get away with it. So continue to send the emails, continue to make the phone calls. I've gotten reports from several of our listeners saying they got through, one of our listeners got through to the owner and spoke with the owner of the facility for several minutes, and this is good that we keep putting the heat on. So once they know that we know that they're poisoning this man, this Navy veteran, Tyler Whitman, how can they deny in future proceedings, i.e. hopefully a lawsuit, that Tyler will be able to sue for being forced to take this poison medication? And if we can prove that the agents and agencies involved had to have known by just the sheer volume of emails that come in, that would definitely help his future lawsuit, his future proceedings, and justice against these people that are poisoning him. That's got to stop. If sticking to the release date in 2 weeks is kind of secondary, the poison pill that they're forcing him to take and threatening him if he doesn't take it, that's got to stop. So keep the phone calls coming. We gave the numbers out in the previous broadcast last week, so people just refer to those broadcasts. And, you know, we'll give them out again in the future. But, you know, it's the Tyler being held at the Passionate Care Home. And it's judge. We need a lot of emails to go to the Chief Judge, Alice Richter, I believe was her name. We gave her out her. She's the Chief Administrative Judge for the state of South Carolina. She's kind of the overlord of all the lower witches. Like Amy McCullough, the judge who's ordering that Tyler be held and ordering that he be taking that medication. And, you know, if we get time, I want to make a couple of comments on Lori's story that shared the news report she did before. Excellent report. Think of how many precedents are being set by this exercise. First of all, this is truly the government terrorizing the people. It's in Wisconsin, was it? This is true government. If you research the original word terrorism and terror, it was the original dictionary definition, the old English dictionary definition is government by intimidation. That's what the word terror was created to describe. It wasn't created to describe somebody throwing a hand grenade into a crowd or shooting a gun off. It was a word to describe government intimidation of its people. And this is truly what you see. So it's truly the terrorists. They got the military on the streets. That's violating our classic posse comitatus principle. You've got the federal government exceeding its jurisdiction and trampling all over the states with this intimidating, you know, exercise, all these federal agencies. You've got the private-public partnerships, which is equal to fascism. You've got intelligence gathering. They're going to be able to go up to every door of every house. Imagine, some people are stupid. They'll start talking, oh, hi, yeah, it's just me and my daughter here. Yeah, we were going waiting to go to work. We're leaving at 5 o'clock. She works the night shift, blah, 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 blah. They're going to, a lot of people are stupid enough to spew their beans all day. They'll have a party with all the intelligence they're going to be able to gather from this door-to-door health and wellness check.
And while they're chit-chatting, do you believe in the Second Amendment, or do you have any weapons in your home?
Absolutely.
Are all your children vaccinated? Any unvaccinated children in the home? No, people need to get a hold of that toll-free number for your state auditor there in Wisconsin, and they will be more than happy to address that situation. And I think that if you bring enough attention to it and put enough pressure on the lowest to the highest public official, that you can get that thing gone. Because, look at, I mean, it's going to be wasting a fortune on nothing. potentially.
Right, when it could be going to feeding homeless or helping homeless children or veterans or whatever the case may be.
Lori, my next point was going to be how many CPS cases are going to be open because there was no fire alarm in the house. They said they're going to ask that question. Do you have a working smoke alarm in the house, Mrs. Johnson? And if Mrs. Johnson...
None of your business.
Well, of course, that would be the preferred answer, but a lot of people aren't going to do that. They're going to be scared of the soldier with the gun, and he's going to say, do you have a smoke detector? And they're going to say, no. Open immediately, go in the little database, and I guarantee CPS is going to open a case for... parental neglect because there's not a proper smoke detector in the house. How about the other cases that can be open? Maybe they smell something funny. Maybe they see something, a gun on the table, a pistol. How about the table?
That's exactly what got the gal Jennifer into the system in the first place, is that they just started violating her rights at that level, and I think it did involve kids and CPS and... That organization needs to be audited by the Wisconsin State Auditor, ASAP. People, get on it. You don't have to be from the state to initiate the complaint, but it helps. And they are there to look into it. Get it investigated, people. Come on, rise up, exercise your rights.
You're a great point.
Well, I appreciate that.
You guys close out the show. Two more quick points. How about the dark Luciferian name, Operation Dark Sky? How dark and evil is that? And last one, spend lots of money. And how much money do you think they're gonna spend on this? That's the last one. So by the way, people in Wisconsin, get out there and film everything. Get your video cam, get your cell phone camera, take pictures and video of everything you can. Go to the staging area. It's going to be probably at the local baseball stadium. Go down there to the staging area. You'll see all the drones will be there, and you can all the bootlickers and the agencies and big buses and everything will be there. Go to the find and video everything so it can be put up for the entire world to see who truly the terror, because this is truly the government and the military terrorizing that community.
That's right. And don't talk to strangers. Don't talk to foreigners. Don't talk to agents.
But record all of them.
Yeah.
And be polite.
So,
be polite. Make lemons out of lemonade.
Yes, absolutely.
Make lemonade out of lemons. Excuse me. I messed that one up, didn't I, guys?
Yeah, that's okay.
So, when it's dark, if it does go dark, make bonfires. That's so fun. Cook out.
We're going to be close to the end of the show, and I do need to do a call out for those of you that are listening that appreciate our work. We are going to be moving to the daytime time slot. Previously, that was Mike Herzog's. It'll be 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, so it'll be in the afternoon out there on the East Coast. And for those of you that want to support this show, we're all finally coming back together after my brief hiatus. And we really would appreciate your support. If you go to resurrecttherepublic.com and click on the PayPal link at the top right portion of your page, or if you don't do e-commerce, if you call into the network, 1-800-313-9443, Mike can walk you through how you can send it to the Round Rock address, and it can make it to me that way too. So we do need equipment. Lori is going to need some help. We're going to need to pay the bills here to keep the lights on, whistles going, and I'm operating on a shoestring here to keep the show up and running. So I really do need your support. I lost over a year of my life in this fight for freedom. I don't regret it, but at this point, I hate to have to keep putting it out there, but I really do need your support. You can also go to paypal.com. My email is PayPal is tomlacavara@gmail.com, or it's the RTR Truth Media, paypal.me/RTR Truth Media. It's easiest just go into the Resurrect the Republic website if you can. We appreciate you for that, and for our callers and all the folks that have chimed in tonight. CFR, I see you out there. I'm operating off of two devices, can't do that right now. Anyway, folks, I really do appreciate all of the support that you've been riding with us. Eric and Lori have been instrumental in keeping this thing alive, And, you know, I have them both here, and I love them both, and I need to thank them both, as well as John Stadtmiller for giving us this platform to be able to share the information that we bring to you. So thank you, Eric. Thank you, Lori. God bless you for everything that you've done while I was gone.
You're more than welcome, Tom. And I want to remind everyone, too, if you want to check out my Google Plus, all you have to do is type in LoriAnderson.com, LoriAnderson.com, and you'll get some videos and different things that I put up there as well. I had a fun one today, didn't I, Tom? But
yes, Eric, yes, yes.
And then, of course, you can see Eric's work also at courtroomwatch.org. And, Tom, you know, we're just privileged to be able to help you in continuing to get the truth out to people. We have such wonderful callers, and we appreciate it, each and every one of them. Eric's phenomenal. He is such a wonderful individual, and he's like a bulldog with a bone when he gets on cases. It's just amazing.
Oh, God, yes. It's just incredible.
Incredible. I could not do it without your guys' help. Definitely. It's many involved, the creator, number one, and all of you guys contribute, you know, a great deal. So appreciate you.
You know, yes. The Bible says there's many members, but there's one body.
Yeah. I would like to try and close out with the quote that I want people to check out who haven't heard it. I'm sure a lot of our listeners have. Very soon, every American will be required to register their biological property in a national system designed to keep track of the people, and that will operate under the ancient system of pledging. By such methodology, we can compel people to submit to our agenda, which will affect our security as a chargeback, our fiat paper currency. Every American will be forced to register or suffer being unable to work and earn a living. They will be our chattel, and we will hold the security interest over them forever by operation of the law merchant under the scheme of secured transactions. Colonel Mandel House, folks.
Ouch.
Look it up if you haven't heard it. This is a long time ago, Colonel Mandel House. And this was, you know, if people don't know your history, you will be doomed not only to repeat it, but to suffer the ignorance of not knowing it. And I don't mean that as a criticism against people who haven't heard of this quote. But we have to be diligent. And what we do on this network is we share the truth. And we allow these statements and these pieces of history to speak and stand for themselves. We'll look forward to moving to this new time slot. I hope that you follow us over there. God bless all of you. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, Tom Lacabara Stewart, Lori Anderson, Eric, the Freedom Screamer, Hughes. God bless America and the Republic.
And as always, everyone, watch your backs, check your facts, Semper Fidelis, and have a wonderful night.
And scream freedom.
Scream freedom.
This is